Hey guys, I just wanted to jump on here because I had an urge to record something. And first off, happy 2020 to you. I hope everything is going great. But I wanted to speak on something that I've been dealing with. And what made me come to this conclusion is I was having a conversation with you know, one of my friends, and he was going through, and I could tell that when, you know, I invited him to go to church, you know, he wasn't really with it. Or if, you know, I started to, you know, send him, you know, videos of sermons and encouragement and things like that, it just wasn't really well received. And I came to the realization that this is that me and him are alike in some ways. One of them is that we're 100% real, and we're not down with a fake at all. And what I mean by that is that we never want to look as if we're doing something out of personal gain or need. So when it comes to our relationship with Christ, sometimes, you know, we find ourselves pulling back on running to him in our time of need, because when we was doing good, we didn't give him everything that he rightfully deserved. So we just decided that, you know what, I'm not going to be that person that only comes running to God when I'm in need, or I'm in crisis, or my life is not going right, or I need something from him. So I get that. And I think a lot of us do it because, for lack of better words, we just don't want to be fake. And we feel like God has been so good, and because of who he is, we don't want to be fake with him. And I think that's an admirable thing. But one thing I think that we have to remember is that's what he's there for. He's there for us in our time of need. And if one day you woke up, you had a cough, a scratchy throat, runny eyes, sneezing, and all of that, the first place you will run to is to go see the doctor, because you know that's the best person that would be able to help you in that situation, right? To get you the medicine that you need in order to get better. So why wouldn't you, in your time of need, when your life is in shambles, or you don't understand where your life is going, you have, you know, sickness in your faith, your unbelief, your doubt, and all of these things that are going on, why wouldn't you run to the one person who you know can give you what you need in order to get better, which is Jesus Christ? Why wouldn't you do that? I think sometimes psychologically we've psyched ourselves out from thinking that he wants us, he doesn't want us to do that, when in actuality he does. And it doesn't mean that it has to be a continuous thing to where the only time that you run to God is when you got something bad going on in your life. And then when you're good, it's like, okay, you know, it's non-existent. Your relationship with him is non-existent. But what I do understand is that in your walk with him, it may start out like that. It may start out that you know that in your crisis, you can run to him and he can give you what you need, or he can, you know, help you through that situation. And in the development of that relationship, there will be a time when you understand that it can't just remain like that, that you have to be able to develop a relationship with him when everything is good as well. And I think that that happens in time. But that's how you build a relationship with him, is you get to know him and you get to know who he is in those times of trouble. And I think as you grow in Christ, you'll get to the point where it's not just always bad times when you're talking to him. But I think we have to really, really, really understand that he is there for us in those times. And rather than not go to him in those times, you know, it's okay. Rather than not do that, you know, don't just sit there and, you know, allow your situation or the world or what have you to beat you up by yourself. Go to him, run to him, and, you know, get what you need from him so you can get better. And that's it, guys. I wanted to talk about that. And in no way do shape, form, or fashion do I have everything figured out, because I don't. Every day is a different walk and a different journey, you know, on my walk with Christ. Some days it's, you know, I'm turn up crystal, you know, and, you know, I'm cussing, I'm drinking, I'm doing all these other things that, you know, probably someone will look at my life and say, who is she to even open her mouth to even think, even speak about, you know, what we should do in our walk with Christ. You're probably right. And that's okay. And if you're looking at it from that standpoint, then you totally missed it. And you don't understand that I'm never going to be perfect. And there's never going to be a time that anyone's going to look at me and say, oh, yeah, she got it totally together, because I don't. And I probably never will have it all the way totally together. But I know that I'm striving for it. And I know that each day it's different. And just like his, you know, each day we wake up to brand new mercies. You know, it's the same with my walk. You know, I wake up each day with a renewed sense of I'm just trying to make it, and I'm just trying to strive to be more like him. And if I just get a tenth of what I need each day to be more like him, it's more than what it was the day before. So I'm thankful for that progress in my life. And yeah, that's it. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Again, happy new year. Happy 2020. I hope everything is going well for you. And hopefully more episodes to come as I feel led to get on here and just speak. So, you know, that's all I can do, is just speak from my heart. All right. Y'all be easy.